Information that's just now being released shows air pollution from the cargo ports of Seattle and Tacoma has dropped over the past decade. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Ships, trains, and trucks at the ports are pumping out less of the soot, sulfur dioxide, and other stuff you don't want to breathe. Sarah Cederberg works on air pollution for the two ports.
The 2016 data shows a dramatic reduction in sulfur emissions and particulate matter.
Yet the biggest and arguably most dangerous pollutant from the ports hasn't declined much at all. Emissions of carbon dioxide, which is heating the whole planet, hovered close to 1.5 million tons a year. Both Seattle and Tacoma are expecting major growth at their ports, with carbon dioxide also expected to go up. Cederberg says the port only looks at pollution near Puget Sound.
We're really looking at what we can control within our own kind of geography.
Clean air rules don't apply once ships are 200 miles offshore. Then they can switch over to dirtier fuel for the remaining 90% of the long voyage to Asia. 2 years from now, the big cargo ships will have to use low sulfur fuel wherever they go. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.